Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up, get up, get up, it's a get up show.
Chuck and Steve singing like that must mean it's time for the Simon Says podcast. What's going on? It's Sean and Charlie and Maddie. We're the Get Up Show on Simon. So happy to have you here on podcast number 88.
Yay, my favorite number.
Is it really your favorite number?
It sure is.
How did it become your favorite number?
Junior?
It's the year I graduated from high school. It's my favorite race car driver and my favorite football player.
Wow, neat. That's pretty cool. I got
Greg Olson?
Yes.
So welcome to Charlie's favorite podcast of all time. Do you think, be sure you subscribe and like, and if you ever want to check us out on the radio, go to 987simon.com and you can call too. Maybe you could be on the podcast. We're not doing calls this week. I know that these two are
darn.
So upset about that.
I really enjoyed last week's. I will say that I enjoyed our attempt to understand a couple people. That to me are the kind of calls that I enjoy.
Deciphering the language.
So you can call 336-373-0987 anytime you want to be a part of the action around here. Got a serious question right up front for you too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think when you dream about having gas that you're actually having gas in your sleep? Or can it be independent of real life and you're really only dreaming about it?
Well, I know that if I dream that I need to go pee, that I really do.
You dream so, that?
Yeah.
I'll never dream that.
I'll dream it all the time. Then I'll wake up and I'll be like, oh, wait, I really need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So I would say yes.
No, I disagree. Only because, I've had to go to the bathroom, but I haven't woken up actually doing it
yet.
I think that's how it starts.
Yeah.
Oh no, is this a getting older thing?
I guess
because it happens, but again, like, that is funny now that you say that, because that's like, it's always you have to go to the bathroom, but I don't remember ever being real gassy in my dream.
I don't think I've ever had a dream about being gassy.
Have you not?
No,
that's amazing.
I think that's a nice thing too about having dogs in my bedroom, is that I think I could always blame it on them.
Just blame it on them.
Ah, what was that?
And
who did
see,
that?
The thing is, I sleep alone, unlike you two. So even if I were to keep a dream journal, there's no one to say, hey, on this night.
Do you know you can blame the smell of gas on a dog, but you can't blame the sound?
Oh, sometimes you can.
No, not normally, because dogs don't have butt cheeks, so theirs doesn't make... It's true. There's a doctor on TikTok that says that the reason why your farts make noise...
No, that's... All right, that's wrong.
Because of your butt cheeks.
That's so wrong.
That's science. It's science.
It's not because of the butt cheeks. It's because of your embouchure.
Excuse me?
Yeah, but isn't it also the...
Yeah, it's fine. That's good enough.
The motion of the...
But if TikTok said it, it's got to be true.
I know.
Oh, wasn't there a TikTok thing that you were going to tell me about?
Yes. It's a something that you might need. I don't. But you know when you get a really bad hickey?
Yeah. I've given it to myself, yeah.
Maybe vacuum cleaner.
Well, there's this girl that posted a video that said that you can use a kitchen whisk, like a metal whisk, mm-hmm. and massage it with the whisk, and that will help your hickey to go away faster.
How many people are finding that piece of information useful this morning?
Who gives hickeys?
Right.
Is that teenagers?
And who allows it? I haven't seen a hickey on a person in years.
Yeah, I know.
It's because you're not a teenager.
I see teenagers. I'm not blind.
I mean, I get the appeal of it because it meant that someone was sucking on my neck. But it's like, at the same time, it's like,
well,
I've never found enjoyment. It's like, ow, what are you doing?
I remember like when I was like a teenager that felt like I got hickeys really easily.
Oh my God.
Like it didn't take much of gnawing on my neck to get one. But one time my best friend left one on her boyfriend's neck that basically looked like he'd been skidded on by a tire.
See?
How wide was her mouth? Did she just like...
I mean, it was full big and
barracuda.
Black. It was terrible.
But see, the fact that you're saying, I used to get so many hickeys so easily. I mean, that's just nuts.
Just why? Wait till your daughter comes home with
no,
a hickey.
She never will.
You wait.
She never will. I promise you. I promise you she'll never
come
home.
Someone will be kissing on her one day.
Not a hickey maker.
You don't know that?
I don't know if that's even still a thing. Although
you don't
if it's
know
on
that.
TikTok. Was it an older girl?
Also,
or
yeah, how old was she? She was young. She was probably like, I'd say maybe 22.
How?
I dated a girl back in the day and I knew her peripherally. And at one point, I remember her having all these hickeys on her neck. And when we started dating, I could never get past that.
She had hickeys from somebody else?
They were still there.
Yeah. No, I could never. I was like, I just remembered her as, you know, you used to have all those hickeys.
But here's the thing. I think that teenagers still get hickeys because I think that they don't really know how to kiss and nuzzle and things, and they kind of do it accidentally. Like, they're just like, I'm supposed to be sucking on your neck, and oh, crap, there's a hickey.
I also think that it's sort of a badge, like you're giving someone a hickey to show that they belong to you.
My mom used to get so mad if somebody gave me a hickey because that's exactly what she would say.
Christ, how many times did you deal with this?
I told you, I used to hickey really easily.
Are you hearing this?
I got stuck when you said, yeah, I thought you were going to say your mom used to get so many hickeys. Like, now I see where you get it from.
No.
No, but really.
You're your mom, so that was your night.
Are you hearing this? Why are you reacting to this?
She's an attractive woman who had a dating life. So boys were kissing her
next. Does that mean that everyone who's been on dates?
It could have been the same boy. You don't know. Maybe that boy liked to give hickeys.
So what? That's still, that doesn't make it any better. I don't feel better about that.
But teenagers do that.
Oh, look, he's as put off as he was as his other girlfriend.
I'm telling you, your daughter is going to get or give a hickey in the next 4 years.
No way.
We can time out right here. We're not going to talk about anything that our daughters are going to get
your
or
daughter
give
will
or anything
too.
For the next whatever few years.
And your daughter will too.
Yeah.
No.
The hickey is the least of my worries.
And it, exactly. I remember it. There was this redneck dude who had hickeys and a smiley face on his chest. And he's showing everybody at school. And I was like, that's why?
That's
why?
Just playing around. That's
why is
funny.
That? Now, he might have done that with a vacuum cleaner. This dude was ugly.
Look, man, there's somebody for somebody.
Somebody
Come
for
on,
everybody.
Man, use your dang words.
There's somebody.
For everybody.
For everybody.
Make him say it. Go ahead.
There's someone for somebody?
Oh, my
for everybody?
God.
Someone for everybody.
Is your soft underwhite belly okay?
Leave my underwhite belly alone. Sometimes tickle, words tickle. Come out in weird orders in my mouth.
Oh, speaking of chicks that I'm going to date, have you seen... I'm sure you have. I get a friend request from one of those fake accounts almost every day lately where it goes, hey, baby, my friends and I decided to pose naked on pictures. You want to see them? Click here. Be my friend. Whatever.
Yeah.
I get those all the time, and I can't delete them fast enough. But what I like to do before I delete them is to see who are the idiots that accepted the friend request.
Oh, yes. I do, too. I do that,
There's
too.
There's so many.
And it's all they're not the exact same people, per se. But they could be.
Yeah,
that's the same.
You ever accepted a friend request from any of that?
No, because
not because you thought you were actually going to see their pictures or that she was going to meet you for the sex, as one of them said.
Or, ooh, the sex.
Yeah. I mean, it's always broken
English
stuff. Are you
going to make the sex?
We will make the sex. I am not man. I am hot girl in picture.
Hot girl.
I look different in this picture. It's from another year.
My friends and I like make the sex with
on you,
human boy.
On you. Yeah, there's always the same dudes, man. And what do they think is going to happen? What I meant was, you've never accepted it and then realized what you did later?
No.
Because I did it one time.
It's funny because I'm now noticing of all the dumb places, but I play Words with Friends on my phone, and there's a whole thing about there's bots or fake accounts there. But mm-hmm. then it's like someone will say, hey, you want to play a game? And it's like, sure. And then all of a sudden you get a chat. Like, the chat thing pops up. And it's mm-hmm. like, no.
Oh, no. I was commenting on your thing about McDonald's. What was that thing you had about McDonald's the other day, about a party at McDonald's?
I don't know. You tagged me on something with my personal Facebook account. And it was like, what's up with O logo? And then everyone's commenting. It was just something about McDonald's, but it wasn't even on my page. You tagged me in something.
Oh, I don't know.
But I was going to ask you about that, like, off the air. Like, what the hell is that?
Well, that's another subject. But anyway, so that, I put that comment up there, and then somebody goes, hey, personal message me right below that. Oh, and yeah. I look at it, and I'm like, do I know this person? And I click on it, and it's one of those, hey, I am not bot. I make the sex on you. And so I commented back. I said, nah, I'm good.
I like the ones that it'll have like sexy girl photos, but then it will say all the pronouns will be wrong. It'll be mm-hmm. like, if you'd like to send him a message.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah. That was the thing with like the chess, the Words with Friends. And it just made me laugh because it would be like a girl with her boobs out. And it's like, hey, you want to play Scrabble with me? I'm like, I don't know why this doesn't seem right.
It's somewhere in there, somewhere deep down, little Maddie wants that girl to really want to play Scrabble. That's what it is.
I think it's the thing. It's like you think that you know that you're authentic with what you're putting out there on the internet. It's like it's still.
Nope.
Do you always? So, Sean, is there ever that one like little glimmer of hope when you see that pop up that is this a real girl?
No, man. You know how I am. I don't want to hold that. Burden.
Well,
I don't want to.
She's not oldie, fatty, or ugly, so she should fit right in.
No.
I can come to your house and leave.
No, I'm saying, is there a glimmer of hope that she's actually a real person that wants to meet him as opposed to bot guy?
No, because I don't have time. I don't. Uh-huh. I don't want that. You know what? Because somebody who looks like that, like, you know, prostitute. That's going to be high maintenance.
You can't keep up.
No, I don't want none of that.
Okay.
You know, hey, sure. do you love to lay around and watch Westerns all the day? No.
So I guess you don't want to take advantage of the fact that Jennifer Aniston's looking for love.
Come on, man. I'm so sick of hearing about her.
Jennifer Aniston messages you and says, hey, you like chicken skins?
And you're going to be like, no, you're too much work?
I do think she'd be a lot of work. Don't you think she'd be a lot of work? She just seems like she'd be over the top, like drive you crazy.
I think it would be, me personally, I think it would be amazing to watch you on the red carpet. Like, Jennifer, who are you here with?
I don't think she'd be a lot of work. I do think you'd have a hard time keeping up with the confidence, not cockiness, humor, please, I beg of you, generous, kind to people. Fitness is important, and it's not just about how you look. I want to be around for a long time and not in a wheelchair when I'm 80.
Fitting this whole honey bun in my mouth, am I right?
Right?
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
That's where it ends.
I don't want to be in anything when I'm 80.
No, man. I think she'd be a whole lot of heartache. Plus, she has that thing where she has the ability to eat one M&M and stop, or one chip and stop.
Yeah, that's where I'd have a hard time. Like, I think she's cool. I kind of want to be her friend. But we'd never be able to hang out because I want to go drink margaritas and eat lots of chips. And she'd be like, no, let's go work out and go to the natural relaxation spa.
Well, she used to be the cocaine person. She was cocaine and Brad Pitt was pot when they were together.
Allegedly.
Oh, yeah.
He's the weed head. I didn't know she was the cocaine.
Allegedly. Yeah. You gotta say allegedly.
Do I?
Yeah, no. Anytime you say something that's not verified, you gotta say allegedly.
Well, it's not anymore.
That's in the rules. No,
yeah. Is it not verified?
Brad's still a pothead.
You think?
Oh yeah.
Why you think that?
There's so many reasons. Look at him.
What do you mean, look at him?
Well, just because that's just his thing. I mean, but he also drinks, which is not a good combination, by the way. But.
Well, weed and drinking?
No.
Why not? Asking for a friend.
Kids, it will make you sick, especially if you've been drinking a lot first.
Allegedly.
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 Huh. So there's this thing going around that all young people are giving hickeys. No, are watching The Sopranos again.
I still think it's funny. I forgot. So I was talking to my buddy. He's on vacation this week. And I was like, hey, do you want to get up and watch the movie? And he was like, he still laughs because I watched it way later.
The Sopranos?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't get on when it was coming on?
No, and I binged it. So, and he was like, I still hate you to this day because how they would have those, it would be a year and a half to 2 years between seasons.
Yeah.
Especially when they got later on. And I went straight through and blasted through. He's like, it's been so long since I've watched it. A lot of people are watching it now. Everybody's flocking to that place, where the diner where the last scene was filmed. David Chase is doing interviews again about it.
Yeah.
Wasn't it on, like, when was that? 90s?
No, early 90s. 2000.
Early 2000? No.
Yeah.
Why do I think it was early 90s?
Yeah, because I'm watching right now. I'm in season 6 or 7, and he just referenced 2006.
Really?
Yeah. I'm watching it again.
Right.
Oh, my God. It's so even, good.
So a lot of the, you know, young people who are now in their 20s and 30s, they were kids when that was. They didn't watch it then.
Oh, no, they couldn't.
And so this new movie's coming out, so they want to know what's going on. So they're, like, watching it for the first time.
It's incredible.
I've never seen it.
You have to.
It's I didn't have show. HBO at that time.
Start at the beginning and go all the way through because it holds up so good.
Is it on HBO Max?
Yeah. Did you notice, I noticed this when I watched The Wire, is when you watch an older show, when you notice the technology differences. Yeah. So in the sense of, like, say, in The Wire, where they were using pagers and payphones and all this stuff. So, like, even in The Sopranos, going back, like, the stuff, they're, like, the hot item that they're...
The flip phone?
The whatever of the time.
Yeah.
And so it's... I've noticed that with everything. If I go back and I watch anything and that's older...
There's a lot of, oh, I don't have a signal, because that was so common.
The pager... Oh, there was... Rob McElhenney, I think that's how you say his last name, the dude from... Always Sunny.
Okay.
Always Sunny. Mac.
Yep.
Did a thing. He's like, you know, it was basically like the guy used to buy weed off of back in the 90s. And he was playing I Got Five on it.
Uh-huh.
He's wearing a Charlotte Hornets starter jacket and this, like, really sweet mustache. And he was holding a pager. It must have been something for the show.
Okay.
But he's looking at the pager. And I was like, oh, my God.
I know him too.
My buddy Pat used to have two pagers. That's how cool he was. Two pagers.
What was, like, the difference? One was for business, one was for pleasure.
Exactly. You're exactly right. But no, if you haven't ever seen The Sopranos, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. It's one of the best things that's ever been on TV, without question. I mean, God knows. I found out there was a marathon, you know, getting ready for the movie. They're running, like, episodes all day, and then they'll stop and they'll do a trailer for the movie, and then they'll go back to episodes. And that kid looks so much like his dad. It is just so scary.
How many seasons were they?
Was it eight?
Oh, God. I thought it was less.
Because I know, like I said, I'm in 6 or 7, and they're just starting to have problems with Phil.
I think you're right. It was 8.
They're just now
starting. Spoiler.
I didn't tell you anything. There's problems with everybody. You
this
know?
Time it's Phil.
6.
Huh?
There were 6 seasons.
Are you kidding me right now?
No.
Well, then I'm in the last season.
Yeah.
So all that Phil's... Oh, but they split it.
You're watching a different show.
They split it, though. It was one of those things where the last season went on and on and on.
And that was part of it. So, yeah, there was a huge gap, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it went on and on and on and on. But, oh, my God, I was watching it, just found it flipping around, and there was a scene with Tony and Silvio in the car, and they were arguing... And it was just back and forth and back and forth. They were arguing about Columbus Day and the fact that, you know, Columbus has been somewhat outed as a genocidal maniac and all this stuff. But he's still an Italian hero. He's their thing. He's larger than life, and they had a parade and, you know, statues and stuff. And so they're going back and forth about that. And it was just, the patter was just beautiful. And then it ended on Tony telling him, it was a callback to something they'd said earlier in the conversation. It ended, and I was just sitting there with my mouth open. I was like, oh my God, this is the best thing I have ever seen.
See, that's one of those things too, when there's certain shows where you forget you're watching a show.
Yeah.
And that's, like, David Chase was great at that. And there's still shows like that where there's certain...
Name one.
Oh, God.
See? What was the other song David Chase used, Don't Stop Believin', for the very final scene
of
The Sopranos? But you said that he was considering other songs, and I've been wanting to know about that ever since.
It was Al Green. It was an Al Green song. It was Love and Happiness.
Really?
Yeah, he threw out three songs, and he couldn't remember the other one, but when he threw out the Journey song, everyone in the crew was like, no way.
Really?
They hated it. He was
really?
Like, nope, that's what I'm using.
No kidding.
You know what we should do? We've got this giant TV here at the station. We should do a watch party. Let's just watch it here.
Nah, I'm going to go home.
Sopranos, like, every day.
Y'all can watch it. And I had it on when my daughter was there, and I was still in my marathon. And I'm like, I don't know if you should be seeing this. And then they started in. They were dropping F-bombs like, you know, like mad. They were dropping them like horse turds on a trail. There's a good one for you.
Oh, it reminds me of my hiking experience this weekend. side note about the cursing thing. It's funny to me because I think of my child still as a sweet, innocent baby. And I hear her and my stepson off in the other room. And I am naive to think that they don't use big words when they're with their friends or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And
do you hear them do it?
Yeah. I caught my kid will let it slip. And I'm like, you know, I yell her name.
No,
sorry.
Yeah. Ours has started. He's started pushing the limits, let's say. And there was one day that I was like, what did you say?
No kidding.
But the thing is that his father and I, we don't censor ourselves that much around his dad, especially. So he's heard all these words, but usually he pulls the Captain America thing and just like, language. But he lately, just in the past year, he's started pushing the limits, and it's like, no.
See, mine still won't do it. She won't drop them. And that time she had her phone and didn't know that I was still on the phone. She was walking with her friends. One or more of her friends were dropping them like mad, and she would not respond in kind. She wouldn't do it. And she still, like, she doesn't cry anymore if I drop one, because I do censor myself hardcore when I'm at home with her. But one time the big one slipped out, because we almost got run off the road on 85, and she cried. Daddy! I was like, oh my God, I've let her down forever now. I can never get this back.
Well,
you can't get the toothpaste back in the tube.
You had yourself up on a high pedestal.
She put me there. I didn't do none.
Yeah, yes, you did.
What did I do?
I don't say those words.
No, she just never heard it. She'd never heard that come out of my mouth.
Well, did she even know it was bad then?
That's a very good question, but she did. She knew it was the big one. And it slipped out again the other day. I was talking about...
Now, which big one? Let me just throw out a few.
You know the one. It's the one that auto-corrects on my phone to duck.
Oh, I finally figured out how to make that stop.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mine kept censoring on my text, and I finally figured out, because I would voice text, and it would automatically star out my curses.
Oh, I like that.
It made
me
so angry.
I like that better than stupid words.
I like that better than making it duck.
Man. It's like, I'm really sick of autocorrect. Don't tell me what I'm trying to say. I know what I'm trying to say. Don't tell me. If I'm doing a proper name, for instance, I was helping a friend buy a nice bottle of wine. And so I don't drink wine. I don't know nothing. So I'm doing research, and I'm texting the names of these bottles of wine. And it's, I don't remember. They're like Italian or whatever. And so it's filling in with macaroni, Hellman's. And like, no, I know what I'm doing.
I typed all these letters right here. Don't make it something else.
No, okay, so it's auto-correcting the words you're typing.
Yes.
Okay, because sometimes when you're voice texting, that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
God, the other day my ex-wife sent me something and we were both laughing because it was just like, she was basically saying, thank you for taking her somewhere.
Okay.
And it auto-corrected with, thank you for taking Hernandez. And I was like, it's cool. Hernandez is my
Hernandez is
the best.
Yeah.
And she's like, she's laughing, then I'm laughing. So then I tried to get my kid to be like, hey, tell your mom that I got Hernandez. She's like, I will not. And I'm like, oh, no,
don't you hate it when they're too cool?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was so good. But that was one of my favorite. And like, I could tell when anybody is, yeah, like voice texting, because it's like,
God, well, here's what's fun is that if, like, say I'm in the car and I'm like, Siri, text whatever. Well, my boyfriend's name is Thad, which also sounds like dad.
Sure.
And this morning I was going to text my boyfriend to let him know I accidentally left the lights on outside, and it started to text my father. Mm. And I was like, please don't send weird messages, random messages to my dad.
That's- well, my car all the time will try to call random people. It called the guy who used to work here one time.
Oh.
That was awkward. I hung up immediately, but of course, by the time you're like, oh no, and you hit the button, it there's that split second where it dials before.
Yeah, well, you know, go through? Oh, God.
That still showed up as a missed call. Who was
it? Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Hold on. Tell me who it was while I do this.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He was crazy.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, well, he wouldn't even known that was you. He doesn't know who you are.
Yeah, well, no, he was like, and then he texted, like, why are you calling? What's going on? Like, call me back. And I was like, I'm not answering this.
He did call you back?
Yeah.
But I guarantee you he didn't know who he was calling. He was here for a cup of coffee. He didn't know nothing.
All right. Well, it's also happened, too, with, like, a guy I used to go to high school with. I have a couple randoms in my phone. I tried to clean up my phone book. But...
Oh, that dude was in your phone?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we used to work together, okay. And there was occasion where I would need to contact him.
Are you serious?
He was here long enough that I needed to contact him for something.
Production.
Weird, wild stuff. I want to hear about, so Maddie is all into Halloween, if you hear him say it, but he has not yet started his Halloween.
I have started the process, but I haven't started decorating.
Right, and it's the 29th.
Yeah, this weekend is the big...
This is October, basically.
But see, you have to already have it built so that on October 1st, it can go, bam!
Yeah, no kidding. What do you think I've been doing every night this week?
Are you serious? Is it going to be ready October 1st?
I don't know.
You're going to be heckled so hard. I am going to be there when it gets dark on October 1st.
You're not going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
If it's dark, you'll be asleep.
I don't really remember where you live.
Yeah, good. No, I'm trying. So basically, I got all these pallets off of Facebook Marketplace for free, and I'm taking the wood apart, and I'm trying to build a pirate, like part of a pirate ship.
Yeah, and the best thing is somebody has beat him to it, and they've built the biggest, most beautiful state-of-the-art pirate ship.
That's who was calling me.
Get out of town.
I just missed a call for them. I tracked.
Dude, call them, put them on speaker, and talk to them about it right now. Tell them you're there on the podcast.
That's
why?
That's too weird.
No.
It's not.
It's weird enough that I cold called a business. Like, it's a business.
It started what you saw.
Okay, so there is a house. There was a house on Elm Street in Greensboro, and my wife called me. She's like, "Oh my God, you got to check this out!" And
did it have a nightmare?
Yeah, it is now.
Do you drive by it? It has got the most elaborate, amazing pirate ship with skeletons, and
where on Elm Street?
Okay, so it's on Elm near Fisher Park. It's right near like Fisher Park Circle, and between that and Bessemer.
Okay. In Greensboro.
So it's in Greensboro. It's over by Fisher's. It's in that area where Fisher's Grill is and Corner Slice.
Yeah. I'm with it.
So anyway, I drove by and they have got, it is amazing. It looks professional. It's got a sea...
Octopus.
Octopus or the tentacles coming out of the ground, grabbing, you know, skeletons and hanging them in the air. And it's like...
Now, when you saw this... fully executed professional pirate ship already
up
for Halloween.
Throw all my stuff in the trash.
Right.
I have sketched out the horse crap that I think I'm going to be able to do. And these guys, so it turns out it's a really cool deal. So I told him and my wife at the same, you know, they were like, how did you find what would you, she thought it was a house. And it turns out Delancey Street, it's kind of a charity thing where it's like a halfway house kind of thing, or it's like a 2-year program for people in recovery.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if the guys work there or that, you know, they live there or whatever, but these two guys, I guess, are really into it and they decorated the house like this. Actually, if you need movers, Delancey Street Movers. There you go. So I called the lady and I was like, hey, I'm insane, but I love your house.
And you track them down by reverse engineering it online. You started with their address and found the phone number.
When I found out there was a business there, I called it. If it had been a personal residence, I would have left it alone.
See, that's what I was. I thought you were calling somebody's house. Like, hey, you don't know me.
Now that would have been harder and weirder. But no, if it had been a person's house, I probably would have shown up and knocked
on
the door.
Been driving around your house all week.
Well, I just want tips. I want tips.
Like just the tips?
Oh, that's so rude.
What?
This from is two Halloween. Guys?
There's We're a Halloween, Halloween t-shirt with a knife on it that says, just the tip, I promise. It's awesome. There's one with Michael Myers and one without.
It would still hurt. So anyway, I just give so much props to that because I'm really excited. And we are very excited to get things up, you know, as professional or not professional as it may seem this weekend. I can't wait because I also can't wait to put together my skeleton because I got it so long ago.
Yeah, the 400-foot-tall skeleton.
You're not going to do it.
What do you mean I'm not going
to
do it?
I just don't think you're going to get this together in time.
You're saying this to motivate me, but I'm already in the process. I will put screws and nails on something. It may not look like a boat. It may look like a bunch of skeletons are getting away from a wood pile, but...
Well, that's fine, too.
Make a raft.
A hunted wood pile.
Boogity. Evil pallets.
Look at these boards.
Well, so good luck.
Did you take a picture of the fantastic pirate ship?
No, I didn't, but I will drive back. I'll drive back and take a picture and share it. But,
do it.
There wasn't a good place. I was basically stopped in the road because I was trying to really eye it out. But
are your kids not trick-or-treating this year, is she?
No. They're the old kids.
What's she, 15, 16?
Yeah, mine's 15. The boy's 16. Whiz. So, yeah, they're cut off.
Yeah, mine's going, and she's already projecting next year that she might not be able to go next year because she's so tall. But she's definitely going
she's
this
so
year.
She's so tall.
Yeah.
But see,
I don't have to do with anything.
I'm trying to get them invested in that. I remember when I outgrew it, my favorite thing was trying to make my house the cool place for kids to trick or treat at.
Mm-hmm.
That was my favorite thing. And I'm trying to get them on board with that mentality. I don't know if it'll work.
Yeah.
Because they're both like,
I just hope it's cold.
They just think you're a big dork for doing all this stuff.
God, I don't care.
Look, I'm going to be there, man. I'm telling you. I'm going to remember where you live or I'm going to. Do what you did. I'm going to reverse engineer it, and I'm going to track you down.
I'm going to hope you take pictures.
Track you down.
Look, I'm man, not coming back. I will. Once I am done, I will take pictures, and we will share it on all our things. And you can either laugh or revel in
you can
what
smash
I've done.
It or trash
either way, it's better than all y'all.
That's true.
Crappy stuff.
I'm putting my skeleton wreath that I made last year, my skeleton head wreath. It's full of skulls.
I saw the best thing. Huh. Sorry to interrupt.
No, go.
I don't want to forget.
I don't care.
It was somebody took a regular pumpkin, an orange pumpkin, and carved looked like an eye, and then they put a white pumpkin in it and painted the eye on it. So like an eyeball. It was amazing. I love Halloween. Yay! Halloween.
So do I.
I gotta go.
I love Halloween, man.
I'm not gonna be here tomorrow.
I love Halloween more than you do.
I don't think you do.
Yeah, dude.
You just threw one of those creepy babies.
He only loves it because it's his birthday.
I love to see people celebrate me.
Oh, God. Are we getting anything?
Don't worry about it. All right, hey, so I think...
Yeah, an experience.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the deal. Maddie was telling us that this Christmas, the hot gift item is not a gift at all. It's an experience. It's like you take your crayons and your construction paper and you write out a coupon for a walk in the damn woods.
Yeah.
That it's sounds not, great.
No, it's like...
Merry Christmas! Not, am I right?
Not
and
at
we're
all.
Never going to do this, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, here's sadly, your coupon for something that will never happen.
Sadly, that could be the case.
My experience is you suck. I wanted a real present. I wanted my Andre the Giant action figure.
Good for one piece of coal.
What an old school reference. Who the hell thinks about coal?
How dare you say good, that I make old school references,
good
Lawrence
for a
Welk.
Stocking full of switches.
You guys are old, man. Both of you. You're rickety old creaking. Your hips are breaking while I'm saying this.
Now here's what is hip.
Mama, will Santa bring us apples and nuts for
good luck oranges, children.
Gee whiz.
Leave man. Your shoes by the door and Santa Claus will fill it with nuts.
You guys make the cool points go down. You know?
Yeah.
You guys are so old.
Is that what it is, Mr. Bonanza over there?
Yeah, you literally referenced, I want a woman to watch Bonanza with me.
Hey, have you seen all of the Rifleman episodes? But see, there's something cool about that, I think.
Yeah.
It's cooler than you two oldies.
How dare you? We're on TikTok.
So. Oldie Goldies.
Well, only one of us has made a TikTok, but...
I made one.
It's a thought that counts.
But for real, thank you so much for enjoying this, if you did. And if you didn't, we don't want to know. But subscribe and like, and if you want us, you can go to 987simon.com and you can call 336-373-0987 anytime. Do you have a final thought, Charlie, or should I go to Maddie?
Just remember, some people hickey really easily.
Oh God, no, I had almost forgotten. God, what's yours?
You fought in a dream, you better wake up and apologize.
Next time. Get up,
it's a Get Up Show. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.